You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at cabarrusarena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at cabarrusarena.com.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
What is the rumor about you within your very own family? A couple of people have asked to remain anonymous. So they said, keep me anonymous. But when I got pregnant with my husband, it happened on our second date. I hadn't been in a relationship for at least 3 months. But essentially, it's a long story. What she says, the rumor is that that baby belongs to her ex.
Ooh, that's a good one.
They've now been together 13 years, married 12 of those years, and their son just turned 12 on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, quote unquote, their son.
Yeah.
I'm with her family on this one.
So because she says, granted, anything. And she even points out, granted, we didn't plan on this happening. We didn't plan on me getting pregnant on our second date. But I did. You know, we got married. We've had a great life together. But there is still the rumor within the family. Some believe that this could be your ex-husband. That
they pregnant on your second date.
Hope it was a good date.
She had to move quickly.
Yikes.
She'd waited any longer than that, then people may have been on to her.
Yeah, right.
Let's get this done.
Here's another one. They keep me anonymous. My family thinks the rumor of my family is that my wife and I are rich, but it's because they're under the poverty line by choice. No jobs, one person drawing disability, them trying to live off the government, and they think because we both have jobs and a nice house that we have tons of money sitting around that they don't mind asking for when they don't have their personal bills covered. We pay our bills. I pay child support. We have a very small nest egg for a safety net, but our planning and sacrificing for our future is something our parents have never done, so that feeds the disbelief that they have.
I can hear them saying, oh, yeah. Oh, y'all rich.
Oh, must be nice.
That's right.
Be able to pay your child support.
You right here. You got a yard.
Yeah. It's like, well, get a job.
Wow. Must be nice to be able to get a job.
Yeah, I'm down in my old back.
Becca said the rumor in her family was about my mother's former husband used to tell everyone that my husband had a whole other family living in a town about 25 miles away, and they believed him for years. Literally told my whole family that I was a sister wife, and I just pretended that he took care of his kids. This man was deeply disturbed.
Whoa.
Sister wife.
And this is my wife. And this is my sister wife.
Ashlyn says, the rumor is that I'm the mean one and nobody wants to make me mad. That's not the case. It's just that they are the only people that ever make me mad.
Oh, you're the mean one. I'm Zion. We just found out.
It's just that everybody else is so stupid.
Stop making me so angry.
Maybe if y'all knew what you were doing.
Maybe if you guys would stop making me want to kill you. You would see that I'm a nice person.
So you think that she's the mad one?
I'm with all the families on this one.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Plenty of opportunities for you to get involved with our charity called Peyton's Promise and help us out with that, whether it's donations or putting us in contact with people who could sponsor events and things of that nature. Peyton's Promise is the charity we have that just, jumps to the needs of people immediately. So when something happens, there's no red tape. We just, jump into action and say, hey, here's how we can help. Here's a check. Boom. It's what we use for breaking and entering Christmas when we break into someone's home who's not going to have much of a Christmas and leave them all of the wonderful things that they could ever hope for in a Christmas. So easy for you to find out information. Just go to Peyton's Promise.org, or it's linked on the Ace and TJ page, acetj.com. I was watching this show that I've watched for a long time. Sometimes I will turn on episodes that I've seen already because it puts me to sleep. It's called Evil Lives Here. And you can find the whole series streaming on the Max. And I think maybe Prime Video has some seasons of it as well. But it's all about people who have been involved with a person that ended up being a criminal in the category of just being evil, downright evil. And they explain what it was like living with this person, whether it was a husband or a family member or any of that kind of stuff. It's very interesting. Well, this woman was talking about how she met her husband, who's the evil one. And they always start with a nice story of how they met. And he was so handsome, and he was this, and he was that, and charming. And the man that got arrested was not the man that I met, that kind of thing. Well, she said this guy came into a bar and she took notice of him because he was handsome and he was wearing a pilot's uniform. So that caught her eye, that he was a pilot. So they talked that night, and then they went out again. And the next time they went out, they went over to his house, for drinks and hang out. And she saw that he's something like that. He's a truck driver. And he said, yeah, I really am a truck driver. And she goes, well, why were you wearing a pilot's uniform? He goes, I just like to dress up just to, just to have fun, pretend like I'm a pilot. And that wasn't the sign that she should move along. Really? She said, I thought that was weird, but I was just like, okay, well, he's just different. So, ladies, I know you don't like men giving you advice about anything, but if you meet a guy and it's not Halloween and he's wearing some sort of a costume, like a pilot's uniform, just pretending to be a pilot, you may want to keep moving. Yeah. You may just want to walk on by. Can you imagine?
When I met you, I thought you were a high school football coach. Oh, no, I just like to dress up like a high school football coach from time to time. It's fun.
I like to wear a whistle.
What?
Just make people think I am.
I just like to dress up like a pilot. What in the world? And she didn't go, hang on a second. This is not what adults do.
And then all of a sudden, he's got all of these rape cases throughout the country from when he was being a truck driver.
So,
no costumes if it's not Halloween.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Ace and TJ Show, sponsored by Richard Toccato. He can help you with everything. He's a mortgage expert, so buying a home, refinancing, doing home improvement projects, adding space to your backyard. I mean, he can do all kinds of stuff.
Paying off credit cards.
Yeah, I mean, everything. He does it all. And he's really great, and he gives you a lot of options that banks can't offer. So give him a call or just visit homewithrichard.com. You're really going to enjoy that guy. So, yeah, there's this new movie coming out. It's called, like, Longing. It stars Diane Keaton and Richard Gere. And I thought, how the hell did they make this movie with Richard Gere being dead? I didn't understand. Well, it turns out Richard Gere's not dead. And when I found out he wasn't dead, I was thrilled. I like Richard Gere. He was in that great movie Hachi, which, if you've never seen, go check it out. It makes Marley and Me look like a walk in the park. I mean, devastating stuff, but it's a great movie. So I like Richard Gere, but I thought he was dead. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Richard Gere. So is there a celebrity that you thought was dead or a person you thought was dead that's still alive? Apparently, this is a very popular conversation on the internet. And here, there's a list of people. Like, everybody thought Mel Brooks was dead. Well, he's still alive.
Yeah. Still?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you one.
And still sharp.
Yeah. I'll give you one I had recently that I just found out I thought was dead. But then I went, oh, my God, he's alive. Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, Smokey.
The singer, Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He popped up on something the other day, and I went, oh, my God, I thought he was dead. I didn't. Yeah, oh, yeah, he's alive.
There he's still kind of handsome, right?
Like, yeah.
He's got like a good look.
88 years old or something like that. But when he showed up, I was like, oh, wow, I thought he was dead.
Yeah, good for him.
Mine's recently I found Sinbad was still alive.
Yeah, he did have a bout with some stuff, didn't he?
He's still in a wheelchair and stuff, but he's doing okay.
Sinbad's in a wheelchair?
Sinbad's in a wheelchair?
Yeah,
the comedian? I didn't know that.
They said he had a stroke, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, I hate that.
I thought he was gone.
Dick Van Dyke is also on this list.
He's 105,000 years old.
He looks like he did.
He's over 100, isn't he?
I'm sure. Yeah. He's got to be closer pushing it because he showed up on like a viral video last week talking about government, and it was like, Dick Van Dyke, like, I don't know, go chill out. Why are you trying to go viral at 100?
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Last night about 9 o'clock, I texted Tech D Rob. And I said, please tell me you can get this audio ready for tomorrow. And he said, yes. And then I saw it in about 10 other places between now and then because this thing has gone super viral, whatever the term might be.
I've watched it so many times. It's just incredible.
You've probably seen this. Yeah. Doesn't matter. You're going to laugh either way. 44-year-old man in Michigan named Corey Harris was attending a virtual court hearing earlier this month after he'd been previously charged with driving with a suspended license. That was back in October, and his license is still suspended. Now, it's a virtual court hearing, and Corey pops up on the screen. There he is. You see Corey. You see the judge. You see the prosecutor. But something looks a little odd about Corey. Remember, Corey is on a virtual hearing about his suspended driver's license. And this is what took place.
Mr. Harris, hello? Are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. I'm parking right now.
This is a driver with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
Is with the charges, Your Honor, yes.
Oh, he's suspended, and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
I don't even know why he would do that. So, defendant's bond is revoked in this matter.
Wait for him
to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And as soon as the judge said, he's driving, his mouth went, Oh, no. If he would have just joined the courtroom via Zoom on time, I bet he would have just been, and he could have said, I'm in the passenger seat, Your Honor. Yeah. My wife is inside the building. Yeah. She drove me or whatever.
We're at the doctor's office. I'm sitting here in the passenger seat.
I don't think he thought about driving. That.
No, he didn't. He didn't think a thing in the world about it. He was just like, I'll punch him up whenever I'm on my way to the doctor.
I am parking right now.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm such a stupid idiot.
It is unbelievable.
Oh my God.
I probably watched that thing 10 times.
And in the longer, the whole clip, everybody just goes silent, including his public defender, because the judge is looking over his paperwork and just figuring out what he's going to do. And then you hear him go, hello? his attorney goes, hang on just a minute, Mr. Harrison, or whatever his name is.
But when the judge says,
hello,
are you driving right now? Yes, I'm turning to my doctor's office.
Yes, sir. Parking right now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. I'm parking right now.
This is a driver with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
That's my favorite part. Man.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There's a thing on the BuzzFeed, and it's asking people about situations where somebody at their work got fired on their first day. Like one of them, for example, is a new substitute teacher fired on day one for writing "Be quiet" in Sharpie on two kids' foreheads.
You're the substitute teacher. What are you doing?
I love that.
That's great.
I mean, that's funny if it's not you or your kid. Look,
and I picture that being one of those really old retired teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That comes back to just substitute to help out and have something to do. Back in her day, she would have done that. Just be quiet on
Ace, hey, so you would have a problem if they did that to your kid if he was being a nuisance?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Don't write on my kid's forehead. And I'm pretty. And I'm. It takes a lot for me to get upset about stuff like that. But I don't write on my kid's head.
You will not write on my kid's head, okay?
I was bartending at a sports bar in Hell's Kitchen, and the new guy in training on the first day, supposedly with several years of experience, attempted to shake a Jack and Coke. So, of course, it went all over the bar and made a mess, and they were like, you know what?
This is going.
Yeah, we don't need a day two of this. Riggins, have you ever been fired? Were you fired from the fancy Chinese restaurant, or did you just quit because you knew it was awful?
Yeah, no, I quit. Yeah. I've never been fired.
Never. Mm-mm. So what did they say to you when you would when you got something was wrong in somebody's order and you comped the entire table just because you felt bad?
I was only dealing with the person that was training me.
Yeah,
and yeah, they were like, there's a whole process we have to go through and.
You can't just declare. Can't. I'm so sorry. I gave you, this instead of fried rice. Everything's free for the whole seven party.
Yeah, group. Remember that scene in The Office where Michael declares bankruptcy by just screaming back? They're like, wait a minute. There's like a way to go about the. Everything's free.
I declare bankruptcy.
Yeah. Doesn't your work like that. Comp. But okay. I panicked. Same thing.
When they go to pay and they say thank you for taking the whatever the lettuce wraps off, it's not in the computer. It's taken off, so they have confusion up there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you're not having to tell them that this table of seven, it's just everything they ordered is not going to be in the computer because they gave it to them.
Yeah, I think it was six or seven people, like kids and stuff.
And how long did you officially work there?
3 weeks, yeah. two, three weeks.
So that wasn't maybe your first night, three. And then you decided I'm not coming back.
Yeah. That was just not a good fit.
You don't say.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So there's a guy who has made the national news, and I don't see what the big deal is. Basically, he went in to get a tattoo, and he wanted the Sprite can tattooed on his person. And the person that did the tattoo put the can and, the logo and all, but just left the R out of Sprite, and it just says Spite on the can. And everybody's like, oh, my God, what a mistake. This is a... But if you're a person, in my humble opinion, if you're a person that doesn't care any more about the way you look than to just willy-nilly go in and have Sprite tattooed on you, then it's not going to bother you that they messed it up. Do you care? I mean, big deal. You're already going in for something that's just kind of ridiculous, showing that you don't care what you really look like.
But I disagree, because there's a huge difference to me between having Sprite and Spite tattooed on your body. Because probably he thought Sprite is kind of fun.
I know,
it's
that's
my favorite
the thing.
Drink. It's kind of fun. It's fun. It's frivolous. Oh, Sprite's fun. And then he comes back with Spite, which is mean and hateful, and he seems like it's a really negative connotation. So now he's taking his what was supposed to be a fun mark on his body, and now it's mean and nasty.
But the fact that he was going, and I'm not saying this is about all tattoos, but if you're so willy-nilly about marking yourself up permanently that you're just going to go get a Sprite can tattooed on you, then you don't care about how you look. Nothing should affect you in any way that happens with your presentation of yourself. Mm-mm. Nothing.
Is it visible outside of, it's not?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know, like my papa said, son, why would you get a tattoo if you don't want to put it where people can see it, if sure. you're not proud enough of it for people to look at?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, papa, you're right. I ain't getting no tattoo. But as I predict, the guy is perfectly fine with it. He likes it better now because it's a conversation piece. He said, I love my Spike can.
I gotta see this thing.
So first of all, I guess if your sense of humor is the type that would think having a Sprite can tattooed on you forever is quirky and fun, then this is gonna elevate it.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible, it looks like a kindergarten class had a hold of a tattoo gun and did it. And that's why they misspelled it, because they're, you know, they haven't reached that grade yet.
This is
where
not
they
any,
work on spelling.
It's not any stupider than a regular Sprite can.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's not quality
that's
work.
My point. Right.
It is not quality work.
I mean, it'd be like if you went in to get a snake tattooed all over, you know, across your back, and they ended up doing a dragon. Okay.
All right. Great.
What do you care?
Yeah, no big deal.
What a goober.
I don't think that I love Miller Lite, but I'm not having the can and logo tattooed on me anywhere.
Of course not.
I would.
You know, I love water. I'm not going to have that.
You wouldn't get like an LSU tattoo?
No, man.
No. Oh,
really?
Only tattoo I could ever have would be something about Jesus, Ronald Reagan, or my papa. Because none of them can hurt me. They can't turn on me.
Because they're all dead.
Yeah.
They can't turn on me.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Rarely will you hear a truly highfalutin person say to their kids, "Hey kids, let's go. Get your swimsuits. We're going to the water park today."
Their loss.
Yeah.
Their loss.
Right. But you just don't see that. You don't see that on the Real Housewives of anything. You know? They never do that. But I love a water park. I love a big water slide and the whole thing at the water parks. But there are just like anywhere else you go, there are people there who don't know how to act.
Sure.
You know?
Of course.
But this big debate has come up again as to whether or not women should be allowed to go topless in public in U.S. America because men can do it. Why can't women do it? And they used water park as an example. So imagine that. You go to the water park and you got women running around there topless.
That sounds awesome.
Does it?
I'm on board with this. In the wave pool. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. The whole argument of Well, if it's okay for men to do it, then why can't women do it? There are all kinds of things in our society and our culture that one sex can do but the other can't do.
Yeah. I get it. But they say because you know, women topless, it's sexualized. It's okay.
But the women who would mostly the women who would want to go topless would not be sexualized.
Which is a point. Nude beaches, right?
Now, that's a question. Do you see a difference between beaches and water parks? Like, would it be okay to have a women to go topless on any public beach, but not at a water park?
No, it's all the same because it's where kids are, and it's just, I mean, it's trashy.
But
that's the way it comes down to, and that's what I was going to say. The laws should have a trashiness language put into it. You know, it should reach a level of like, okay, we'll go to, you know, whatever they are, like second degree murder, third degree murder should be, you know, first degree trashiness, second degree trashiness.
Okay.
And we should have, you know, the punishments that are, you know, equivalent.
That's a great idea.
So. And, I mean, if you go to a water park and you're a woman and you take your top off, then that's probably first degree trashiness, and you might need to go to penitentiary. You know, at least, you know, 30 days. You go in 30.
It's the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it; these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There's a new kind of content I'm really into on TikTok. People are driving hours and hours and hours to go find an all-you-can-eat KFC buffet. Because they're few and far between now. There's a few in South Carolina. There's a few in Tennessee, I believe. Maybe a couple in Georgia, Alabama. All the usual suspects for an all-you-can-eat KFC buffet. And the people are driving 6 to 8 hours just to try this out.
Oh, God.
And
what?
After you see the video of it, I didn't think it was that impressive. I mean, it's all the things that you would normally get on the KFC menu. I mean, there's fried chicken, there's coleslaw, fries, potato wedges, mashed potatoes, and gravy. But it looks like the KFC food that you could get through the drive-thru. It's just laid out in a different way.
And you're not saving money because you're spending gas money to drive 8 hours to get it.
Yeah, and it's not like something they grew up with. They just want to see if it's real. And there's too many of them for it to be, like, you know, mystical. But
if you are going, if it's that big a deal, are you going to get that much more food at the buffet than you would if you ordered like a 12-piece?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You could order all you can eat from a regular KFC and not spend as much as you are spending on gas money and then the meal when you get there.
Yeah, $20 at KFC. You can get a box and two sides, and you're not going to be able to finish it. But, I mean, I guess it's good content. Like, we're going to go hunt down the KFC all-you-can-eat buffet. So it's just kind of fun. What's a celebrity you dislike for no reason? I really dislike Eminem, but I have a reason. I think he's not a good person. But do you have a celebrity in your head that you just hate for no reason? You can't really put your finger on it. My mom used to say, there's something about, I can't look at her.
Yeah.
And I go, what does that mean? She goes, I don't know. There's just something about her. A lot of people say that about Anne Hathaway. Mm. Like, she just rubs people the wrong way.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So unless you've been living under a rock for the last few months, you know that TikTok is potentially going away in the United States. Unless its parent company, which is owned by a Chinese company, decides to sell TikTok. But lawmakers desperately want that app gone, which would be devastating to me. I love it. It's a great place to see new content, and they deliver it in a way that is enjoyable to me. But a lot of people are not happy with the company that owns TikTok, including this woman.
And this is to the Chinese government. If y'all are using that little camera up there and y'all spying on me, y'all spying on that, why the hell you ain't tell me that man was cheating on me? If you gonna use it for good.
See, that's a good point. You're spying on me with these little cameras on my phone. Use it for something good.
You should let me know.
Let me know. Something positive. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be spying on us, you would win over so many people if you're like, hey, heads up.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at your man's phone. He is cheating on you, and you better go handle it. He's taking advantage of you.
Right. He's making TikTok videos with somebody else.
Yeah, they're dancing in her kitchen. She's making him, you know, chicken tetrazzini. I don't know what she do with the chicken tetrazzini, but Paul love it. Paul love it. So I think she's making some solid points there. We'll see if they listen. And then a woman went to go get her waxing and nails done at a spa. And this was her experience. Listen to what happened when she got all this stuff done. Oh, wait, here, let me get this right.
Why did I just come from getting...
Oh, wait a minute, I got the wrong one. This is a mess, guys.
Mm.
Give me one second.
Glad there weren't no cussing.
Why did I just come from getting my nails and eyebrows done? And the lady gonna ask me, you wanna do your mustache too? I said, no. She go, oh, no boyfriend? No tip, bitch!
So... get the mustache done.
That's a lot like when we worked with the young lady Riggins, and she said she was going to get laser hair removal, and you said, "Oh, you're getting your mustache done?" And she said, "What? I don't have a stash.
I don't have a stash." And I went, "Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I mean,
you're gonna get your stash done."
When a woman tells you they're gonna go get waxed, which is what she said. My assumption was that...
No, she said laser hair removal.
Laser hair removal, whatever it was. Well, where else is she going to get laser hair removal besides her underarms?
Well, how do you know it wasn't
or wherever,
her
or the bikini.
Underarms? You just assumed that it was her stash?
I did assume.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I've been gone for a couple of days. My name is Ace. I've got an 11-month-old. I've got a 21-year-old. And I've got a wife. And
she's right between those ages.
Yes. She's a little older than my 21-year-old. But so here's something I don't understand. And I'm not sharing this with you as in I'm bragging. But I am sharing this with you as in it's weird. And I think it's a uniquely female thing. So we go to dinner one night, nothing fancy. And we go to, then there's a little park across the street from where we go that we've been excited to take Dax to. Dax is our 11-month-old. And we just walked across the street from the little restaurant where we were to this little park area. And as we walk in the park through the gate, there's an area for little kids and an area for slightly bigger kids. And in the little kid area where the swings are, I noticed as we walked in, that there was a lady, to be totally honest, heavyset lady in a ratty t-shirt pushing her kids, and it looks like her mom sitting there on the brick wall next to her, talking to her, who looks like she's down in about, you know, two packs a day. Leathery old wrinkled skin. Anyway, so we walk in, and my wife is wearing a black... like a summer, like a long fitted summer type dress. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like you know, goes all the way down to the ground. And she's wearing just flip flops and this and a regular this black. It's tight, but it's not. You know, it's got like two little straps on it, whatever.
Like a maxi dress, is that what they call it?
I guess, yeah. And so, out of the corner of my eye, I noticed this, you know, fat mom look at her, you know, nicotine stained face mom, and kind of give her one of these head nods over there, like, look at this.
Really?
So I start kind of paying attention to them and just kind of watching how they operate. And they are running their mouths like crazy about, and they're talking about Amanda. And I'm just kind of watching, and I don't think they notice that I'm watching. And then the lady looks up, but we make eye contact, and she kind of looks away real quick and looks at her mom like, uh-oh. So I made the mistake of saying to my wife, hey, I think that lady over there, I think those two ladies over there are talking about you. And I should have kept that. Why, I
was dumb. Wow, you don't say.
I wasn't thinking in the moment.
I heard David talk.
So she was kind of, I said, I think they're being rude.
You heard that from me.
Yeah. And so we were kind of moved over to a different part of the park. So as we're done, we're kind of walking back across, and they had moved to their car, and they're putting stuff in their car. And we're probably at this point about 20 feet from their car, a little fence in between us. And I noticed the lady again kind of glanced, and they said something in the car, then they both looked back. And that's when my wife noticed it, and she just kind of stood there and turned to them and held her hands up like, what? And they didn't say anything. They drove away. I don't get it. People are rude. Why are you being rude to somebody in public? You don't even know this person.
Is it possible they were giving her compliments? Like, she looks so good in that
dress?
There's
no way. No way.
No, because as he said, they were fat.
Yeah. Fat people don't compliment others.
Right. Well, and a woman who's probably 50 and looks like she's 80 from her nicotine-stained face is not complimenting anybody. I'm sure it makes me petty. Sorry, what I just said. I didn't help my case at all.
Wrinkly leather
it's skin. Radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. More next. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Well, it looks like the trends may be changing when it comes to men and women dating and what attracts one to the other. You know, you see this all the time. A really big, tall, strapping man with a little tiny, petite woman, you know, short, weighs 100 pounds. You know, whatever, he's just a giant compared to her. And people think, oh, that's cute. That's, you know, oh, wow, that's funny. Well, the trend now is for the woman to be big and tall and the man to be short.
Oh.
There's a story in the news today about a lady named Cassandra Gaspard. And she and her husband, Weston, are mismatched in that area. She's 5'10", and not 5'10 and skinny, but she's not fat. I'm not calling her fat. She's just a big woman, 5'10", broad, you know, thick. And he is barely 5'5", and looks like he weighs maybe 110 pounds.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, but they're in love. She says, I'd rather have a short, sweet man that treats me right than a tall one who doesn't.
Yeah, sure.
But I think they're adorable. But here's the thing. Ace, when you are, you and your wife are together, and it has been more in the past when she was really young, when y'all first started dating and all, that people thought, they would say they thought she was your daughter, or she looked like your daughter, or is that your daughter, yeah, kind of thing. That's different, I think, than what Cassandra says here. She says that a lot of times people think, quote, he's my child. There's a difference in saying, is that your daughter, and is that your child?
Yeah,
because you assume a child, if you're asking about a dating situation, if they're a couple, and you say, is that your daughter, then it just means she looks really young, and then you're probably a lot older, and you could have a grown daughter, maybe.
Yeah.
If they say, is that your child, then it looks like you're with a little kid.
Yes. A kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Does he look like a child, though? I mean, sounds like 100 pounds, 5'5"?
No, he doesn't. He's got a beard, but maybe that's why he has the beard, is because he got tired of people asking if he was her child.
That's a good point, though, because saying, is that your daughter, is still can still be an acknowledgement that that's an adult.
I got to get close to this.
Yeah, that's no way. He's at least he comes up to her shoulder. He doesn't look like her child.
It's weird looking. I'm sorry. It's weird. We could give him all the flowery compliments we want. That's weird looking. He looks, and he looks like a kid with a beard. He looks like a tiny T-Pain, if that gives you any indication.
Yeah, he's smaller than Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a tiny little T-Pizzle.
Tiny T-Pain.
He does.
So then they start naming celebrity women who are with shorter men and all of that stuff. So there you go. If you're a short guy, you might get you a big old woman. Be on the lookout. Love comes in all sizes. You know?
As long as it works for them, good for them.
You got to always make sure you got facial hairs.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Look who's back. Back again. Ace is back from a little R&R. Is it really relaxing to take a baby to the beach? Nothing about that situation seems nice and relaxing. You got to get the baby's towels and the sunscreen and the little hat that he's got to wear.
It's not relaxing for a while, then it can be relaxing.
After it settles down, you get him situated.
Well, for example, you go out in the morning. I got up. I go out and put everything up, which took two trips to get everything set up and ready to go. And then they come out. And then afterwards, I send them back, and I clean everything up. You know, I clean it all up. And then they took the car back. And it's a short walk, but I walk back carrying, like, two chairs. And a
wait a minute. You got to walk with all the equipment instead of taking the car?
No, it was my idea. I said, hey, go ahead. Y'all go ahead and go on back. Because it's a short walk. It's right. It's like a block and a half, two blocks. No big deal.
Yeah. You know. So you just got to get to a space where it becomes relaxing.
Yeah.
After a while.
It's more relaxing to have a little baby out there than it is to have a toddler to 5 year old or so, because then you got to be out there playing with them, keeping them occupied, entertained, and all of that.
And when they
with a baby, you just kind of have them out there, and then sooner or later, they'll fall asleep under the umbrella or the shade or
they
put
just
a fan
chill.
On them and stuff. Yeah.
And they just like they'll sit and play. But TJ's right. When they're like, you know, 3, 4, 5, they can move. They can run. You got to keep an eye on them. And they're like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Let's do this. Hey, so do this. Want to get in the water? Let's do this. Because they can't do any. You can't let them do anything on their own. You got to stay right with them.
Toddlers don't want to just lay out and tan.
No.
Y'all have fun playing football. I'm just going to get here and just catch some rays.
And no matter how many times you tell them, just sit, lay down in that chair and just relax. Get some sun.
Get some sun. Y'all come over and chill with daddy.
They're not interested in doing that. Okay.
And I was just curious. The only saving grace then is like, oh, you hungry? Sit down.
Let's eat. Thank God.
Hey, Steve Miller Band just came up on my Spotify. Come over here with daddy.
You know, some people call me the space cowboy.
Sure. I was curious if that's actually a fun time, or is that something you just got to say is fun?
Yeah, it's fun. No, it's fun with him because it's all new. He's experiencing everything for the first time. It's like taking him out in the waves and all that kind of stuff. This first time he's really been able to acknowledge any of that stuff. So it's fun.
It was we used to alternate. One day I would go in early and take him in for the naps and stuff like that, and she would stay out, and then vice versa.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we would switch off like that.
It's kind of a good idea. Mm. A lot of firsts for that baby recently.
Yeah, it's easy. I usually take him back for a nap because I got to get out of the sun with this fair skin.
Yeah. So
it works out well for everybody.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
A lot of people we'll talk about their lives and what made them have to straighten up, or it really was the wake up call for them. And they'll always say, "When I knew I had hit rock bottom when," you know. So I think this guy named Joseph Leedy, who is 40 and he lives in Florida, I think someday he will say, hopefully, because he'll get his life straight and everything, he will say, "I knew when I drove through the lobby of the sheriff's office wearing nothing but a woman's top and then threatened to set myself on fire that I had hit rock bottom."
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
So he goes crashing through. There was nobody in the lobby of the sheriff's office, so nobody was hurt. He went through the glass doors, and he jumped out and just started. They called him, said he was extremely amped up.
Yeah.
and only wearing a lady's top. So he's Porky Pigging it in there, I guess, sure. With just a shirt and nothing else.
It's a total men TV.
I mean, we're not supposed to be laughing at this, but man, how can you not?
So I just picture him in the only top that you could picture him in would be a tube top or something. Tube top.
That's
that.
Immediately what I pictured.
He may have been in a nice floral blouse. Yeah. I don't know.
I pictured spaghetti straps or something.
Yeah.
When I read the story, I pictured him jumping out and he's got like a midriff spaghetti strap top on. Like
something our dads would call a slinky little number.
Yeah, absolutely.
And isn't he throwing, he was throwing rubber snakes. Like, he jumped out, he threw a couple of rubber snakes out. The cops were like, what is going on?
Yeah, and he was saying, the devil told me to do it. And then the police said he kept sharing his disdain for President Donald Trump. So he's throwing rubber snakes, only wearing a lady's top, saying, the devil made me do it. I hate Donald Trump. And then poured motor oil all over himself and his car and threatened to light it.
That's and remember, the car is in the lobby of the police station.
Yeah, that's a meant to be, folks. That's crazy.
Just one of those things, you'd be like, that person's having a breakdown. But he's got the women's top on. He's talking about Donald Trump throwing snakes out. He's setting himself on fire.
And then they said nobody was in the lobby and, you know, nobody was hurt. None of the sheriff's personnel was hurt. But they are when they rebuild the front doors and stuff like that, they're going to put those big concrete barriers up in front of those big, like Target has those big concrete red balls out in front of their doors.
It's probably a good idea.
You know, one person is the reason for the rule. Just like that one idiot years and years ago who tried to light his shoes on fire in an airplane.
Yeah. And next thing you know, you got shoes off.
Humbled by the other passengers and was just a complete moron. Now everybody, for years and years, have had to take their shoes off before getting on an airplane. This guy is going to be the reason every sheriff's department in America has those big red balls out in front of them, big concrete balls.
Although, like you said, TJ, not a bad idea.
No.
Not a bad idea for the sheriff's department to have those out front.
Do you think they have video on the YouTubes and stuff of people crashing into those things?
Yeah, probably. What do you call those, like barriers, concrete barriers?
Yeah, they called them something. Hang on a second.
Safety.
Get it in time here.
Safety balls. Those Target ones don't move either, do they? They're
just concrete bollards.
Bollards, okay.
Yeah. So, look for that story. It's fun.
Right. Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I just, my son, you mentioned Imagine Dragons a minute ago, Riggins. My son, who's now 21, when he was in high school, twice, he was supposed to see Imagine Dragons and meet him. And he messed it up both times in school and ended up taking it away from him. He didn't get to go. He still talks about it to this day.
He's angry about it. Does he still like Imagine Dragons?
Yeah, he's not angry about it. He just is like, yeah, I know, it's my fault. Yeah, it was your fault. You did bad on tests or whatever, so you didn't get to go. Sorry about that.
Have you worked with him on imagining some good music?
He likes what he likes. I let him do his thing.
I don't even remember any Imagine Dragons.
I remember Counting Stars.
I know
Stars.
We've played a lot on the radio.
That was sure.
That wasn't...
Counting Stars was the big one.
That's One Republic.
Oh, that's one. Oh, then no, I don't. What was Imagine Dragons? What did they sing?
I think they sing that... You make me a believer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Believer. Bye. I'd rather hear Counting Stars.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, One Republic.
Can
much
Imagine Dragons turn themselves into One Republic? I guess.
I saw this yesterday and thought we've had a good cross-section of people here, various ages and experiences. This would be fun to do. Talking about what is perfect. So, for example, what is the perfect length of a movie?
Hour and a half.
I was going to go hour 20.
Yeah, maybe hour 20.
But hour and a half is acceptable to me. TJ, perfect length of a movie.
I'm going to say 3.5 hours.
Okay.
No, hour and a half.
Rob?
I'd go right at 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
That's what they all used to be.
I don't know. Okay. What is the perfect length of a vacation? Would that mean, I guess you got to define it. Is that the time you are in a different location? Or because say the vacation is a week, how many days would you be away from home in that week? Let's define that as the length of the vacation, the number of days you're away from home.
3 days, two nights.
Hmm. Oh, I would go five.
Yeah, I was going to go 5 days.
I would go five.
I'm so going to say 6 days. I just need that one day to, if I'm getting ready to go back to work, I don't want to come right in and then have to go straight to bed and get up the next morning.
Yeah, I want an off day between those. Yeah. Okay. What is the perfect length of a nap?
2 hours.
Ooh, that's a long nap.
It is. They say 20 minutes or 2 hours. I think 30 minutes. It's a great nap. That way you're not so tired when you wake up.
Yeah.
Don't even.
I think an hour.
I ain't even napping if it's only 30 minutes. I'm not going to bother.
I need to black out. Yeah.
I don't know. I used to love those 3 hour naps.
That sounds great.
Or the naps that would just turn into sleeping for the night. Yeah. Those are the best.
Oh, my God.
What is the perfect length of a Netflix series? How many episodes?
Eight.
Yeah, I say six.
I was going to say eight.
Wait, are we talking about docuseries or comedy or just a regular fictional drama?
Let's say docuseries.
Oh, three? Usually, yeah.
See, I go six.
Yeah, because on those last episodes, they're just, you know, they're stretching it to fill time.
What was the one I was watching the other day? Oh, Amanda and I were trying to watch that Ashley Madison one, and I gave up on it. Like, this is just, they're just dragging this out for nothing. It went nowhere.
There's one about a cult, a dance cult or something that I want to watch.
Started that one last night.
Is that any good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. It's kind of sad.
So weird.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Been thinking about this story that TJ shared earlier today in the show about this person that had, I'm calling it a mental breakdown. I don't know if that's what it would be called, but a guy rams into the sheriff's office in his vehicle, and he's naked from the top down. He's wearing a women's top. He covers himself in motor oil, threatens to light himself on fire. Throws rubber snakes out. And then what else?
He said God's telling him to do it, and he hates President Trump.
God told him to do it, and then he hates President Trump. To me, that's a mental breakdown.
Yeah, a manic episode is what we call it in the mental health profession.
Absolutely.
A manic episode.
A manic episode. And in the story, they say he was all amped up. But I think if I were to ask anybody in this room, we would have said hopped up on something.
Yeah.
He was hopped up on something. Is that meant to be, that mental breakdown, worse, manic episode, worse than the story we had a few months ago about the guy that crashed his truck into a light pole in the parking lot of a Bass Pro Shop? And then stripped naked, ran inside, and jumped in the fish tank?
I think ramming into the sheriff's office puts that one a little bit higher on the scale of manic episode.
Because it is the sheriff's office.
Yeah. But with the other one, you got the public that is seeing you naked and doing all of that. There was nobody in the sheriff's lobby.
Yeah. But I think any time you light your... cover yourself in motor oil and even insinuate I'm going to light myself on fire, that's next level.
Yeah.
To me, that's worse than jumping into the fish tank. Because we've all wanted to jump into the fish tank at a Bass Pro Shop.
True.
I get that.
Yeah. Well, there's a small temptation to doing it.
I get that.
I wouldn't do it naked, and no. I wouldn't do it with it when there's parents and kids around.
Agreed. But I also have never thought, I'm just going to light myself on fire.
Right.
But he has thought of stripping his clothes off and running through the mall.
I'm on board. Hello, Auntie Anne's Pretzels. I'm butt naked. Yeah. I'm on my way to Bass Pro. And then don't forget that guy jumped out of the fish tank and splatted on the floor.
Yeah.
Which was brutal as well.
I think covering yourself in motor oil and saying, I'm going to light myself on fire. You're to the extreme at that point.
And I like that he's just got a bunch of fake rubber snakes on him, on his person. And then that's the sign of a crazy person.
He's going to scare people.
Snakes!
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We're going to find the worst song ever recorded, according to you, coming up in a few minutes on the Ace and TJ show. But you've probably seen the viral video. We played it here on the show. We laughed about it. We posted it. The guy that was driving during a virtual court appearance about his suspended driver's license. Well, it just got more ridiculous. The guy's name is Corey Harris. He's 44 years old. He lives in Michigan. And after the video became a sensation, he complained to the press that this had made him a punchline. Yes, because you're an idiot. He told the local news that the courts had made a mistake and that the suspension of his license had been removed from his record, which technically was true. But turns out he left out one detail. This is the judge, Cedric Simpson, kind of breaking it all down.
He has never had a Michigan license, ever, and has never had a license in the other 49 states and commonwealths. The way I know that he's never had a license, May 3rd, 1999, he applied for his first Michigan ID. You cannot have both. You either have an ID or you have a license. He has religiously, every year, gotten a new ID, and so he knows that he doesn't have a license. I just wish he would have said that at the beginning. And all of this hoopla could have been just put all aside.
He's never had a driver's license a day in his life.
So they lied on him saying he had a suspended license. I don't blame him for being mad at their lies.
Right.
Lies,
never
lies,
had
lies.
A license to be suspended. Yes. So there.
So you can't have both a state ID and a license. It's an either or thing.
He has never, every year?
Yeah, not one day has he ever had a driver's license in his entire life. He's only ever had a state ID. Yes, Rob, which he's updated every single year.
That's a lot of hassle. It seems like he just go ahead and get his license.
Yeah. He didn't directly comment. His attorney basically admitted that he'd lied. She said Corey was, quote, not under oath for anything he said, end quote, to the media.
So, yeah, you can say whatever you want, say whatever to, the you want media. To the media. Unless you got a gag order.
She's like, I'm not under oath to the media for anything. Oh my God. She said now he just wants to, quote, move forward.
Yeah.
End quote. And he has an appointment to finally get his driver's license. Can he get a driver's license now?
Yeah, probably after he pays fines and does whatever the court tells him he's got to do as a sentence.
Oh my God.
Because I mean, he doesn't have a reckless record or anything.
Yeah, you're right. He just That's wild. I love that though. He was not under oath for anything he said to the media. So everybody, right, calm down.
But if he gets a license, he can go 10 years without having to renew it. Really?
Yeah.
But he's having to go every year for that state ID.
Yeah, wait in the DMV every year.
He's 44. Mm-hmm. How do you 44? You've never had a driver's license.
Maybe he just never got around to it.
Yeah, maybe he failed it a lot.
He went every year to get to re-up his state ID.
Maybe he's not good on tests.
That's what I was going to say. You don't have to take a test to get a state ID.
That's crazy to me. Yeah.
Good point.
Man, he's making his life so much harder. That is nuts.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.